252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The fire is still burning at the big freight train wreck in East Palestine, Ohio. 50 cars jumped the tracks, including some with hazardous chemicals. It's causing a heavy, bad smell. Thousands evacuated. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are on the scene, including Michael Graham.
The track team today conducted a one-mile walkthrough of the track outside the hot zone, the unsafe area, and they were able to identify the point of derailment.
A warning by the Centers for Disease Control about a brand of preservative-free eye drops linked to dangerous infections, blamed for at least one death. EzraCare Artificial Tears is a recall. U.S. officials opened to a brief congressional leaders on their investigation into the classified documents found at former President Trump's and President Biden's houses. There are fierce battles going on in Ukraine's Donetsk region against the Russians, says Ukrainian President Zelensky, talking to his nation tonight. This is ABC News. Changes urged in Memphis after the police beating and death of Tyree Nichols. Brandon Williams, a veteran Memphis cop.
Making sure that these people you are hiring aren't people who have come from other departments and got fired. We've seen issues where a lot of people who are repeat offenders in these civil rights cases or constitutional rights cases have also violated in other departments, and some departments are sweeping that under the rug.
And advocating increased screening for potential police officers and verifying a cop's conduct history regardless of where they serve. February's American Heart Month, heart disease, the number one killer of women. In Maryland, docs say Denise Tyler's stress levels and hormones caused her to have a tear in the heart. It happened after a strange taste in her mouth.
It tasted like ocean water. It was extremely salty. And one of the moms who was caring for me at the time, she knew that was a crazy precursor to a heart event. Salty water.
She had two heart attacks. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You recall the Capitol insurrection. A post-ABC News poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. That's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. You can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt, but there wasn't one credible accusation against Obama during his entire eight-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Never gonna stop. It's funny how the money goes.
It took me a moment, had to clear the sleep away. Thought I heard a voice ringing from another place and time, saying I'll shine some reason to what's weighing on your mind. I know it's hard sometimes when you're struggling to survive, and it feels like you're living the worst and loving to be alive.
Enjoy the ride, but ain't it funny how the money goes in and out my pocket. Radio, we are local music. The People Brothers Band there from Love Electric 2018. Starting Saturday night off with two from the People Brothers Band. Money Goes and Love Electric. There's a really cool show happening at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday, February 4th. It's the Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Kids show and a late show is at the High Noon Saloon. I only bring that up because it features Mama T of the People Brothers Band. That's quote unquote Mama T of the mom of the People Brothers Band rocker.
That is awesome. Is Nandy Nation playing at that show, Jimmy?
I believe they might be. I have to confirm
that.
They usually do, yes. That's a fun event too. And it's for the kids. There's an early show, Take the Kids. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry is off tonight. Put an asterisk next to that. We'll tell you why in just a moment. Max Inc. Radio, original local music from around the state of Wisconsin here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, it was a challenging drive to the studio from Madison's north side to Madison's west side today.
It was. And to add to insult to injury, the Badger game was getting out just as I was in a big traffic jam in the snow. It was kind of fun. Yeah.
I got here a little earlier. That was cool. But yeah, the take care on the roads tonight. There's what, 3 or 4 inches on the ground right now, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's a bit slippery.
We should call Rippy. That's what we need to do. Rippy from Rippyology. We need a weather update, man.
Well, I was lucky. I had to drive to Menominee Falls yesterday because, hey, my band Iron Plow was recording out at Cherry Pit Studios out there. And I was lucky. I was watching the weather forecast and, you know, I was just talking about maybe snow on Friday, but I got lucky, missed it all. I'm glad I don't have to go out there today, but my band guys are out there right now recording and hope they drive safe home.
Definitely drive safe. So Iron Plow in the studio. Huh?
We're in the studio. We're going to cut 3 songs. They should be out soon and we'll definitely premiere them here on Max Inc. Heavy.
I see a conflict of interest with the interviewer and the interviewee being the same person once again.
Yes, I can like sue myself.
All right. Well, that will be an interesting show for sure. But tonight, Rocker, we have another great show for the people. We're packed with guests tonight, too.
Jimmy, we have from Milwaukee, Alternative Radio. They've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but they have some new people in the band and some things going on. We'll hear from them. Sean Michael Dargan, he's coming in the studio. And Jimmy, I think he's going to bring his guitar and even play a song for us.
Yes.
Talk about his new release. Terry Boire, she's going to talk with Joe Richter, a Milwaukee-based artist. And if you love rock and roll songs, you'll love this Q&A from Terry Boire. And live in the Devil's Lair tonight, the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Whale. I mean, these guys are normally playing theaters and huge festivals. I mean, going to be crazy. They're right here in the Devil's Lair. And then, of course, Max Inc. Heavy with Rocker.
We're going to add Faster into the mix as well. Ooh, at 8:30 tonight, brother.
That's right. Faster, Faster, Janesville.
Yeah. So looking forward to talking with that. Their new music is absolutely wonderful. Iftikhar, they were in the studio, week before last, with their new CD. And they also have a show coming up at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday. That's tonight. They're playing tonight at the High Noon Saloon, Rocker.
Oh, man, that's going to be a fun jam night.
Let's put the radio station on all play and let's go to Iftikhar, dude.
We're out of here.
It's Max Inc. Radio. Join us, 844-967-2789. We are local music.
Just trying to make some time for me. Make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven. Not by you, or you, or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through your. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? And hoping you can help me. And hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, get driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up. Let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I said, come get some. A soft glow, yeah. I said, come get some. A soft glow of electric sex. I said, come get some. A soft glow.
inside the lines you see, inside the lines you're driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout, or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? Hoping you can help me. And hoping you can help me.
Help me.
And hoping you can help me. And hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right. I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some, a soft glow of electric sex. I said, come get some, a soft glow. I said, come get some, a soft glow of electric sex. I said, come get some, a soft glow.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Local music, Rocket Burrell from Midst August. Terrified is the name of that song. They're playing tonight at the Crystal Corner Bar. A lot of good music happening tonight in Madison. That's pretty cool. Everybody, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. in Madison. There's three locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Please support our sponsors and shop them online. Ignite Glass and Gifts for all your smokeware, smoking utensils, whatever you need. Plus, Eric and Amy are really cool people. They got great dogs, too. Alternative radio coming up after the break. Right now, Color Phase, High, Fast, and Tight on Max Inc. Radio.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The fire is still burning at the big freight train.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Rick Smith Show. where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come on.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is alternative radio. That is a brand new track. I literally just downloaded that today from Bandcamp. Get Back Woman. Pretty cool. Cosmi Love before that. That's easy for me to say, Rocker. Oh, boy. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry will check in with an interview later on in the show. But, Rocker, you're here to introduce our first guest of the night.
Jimmy, alternative radio are the black sheep of Milwaukee's music scene. And like some of the legendary bands before them, they met in art school. The punky, sometimes all-poppy trio slams beer-soaked rock and roll and nothing but. With a new album, new bassist, new direction, drummer and vocalist Stark is on the phone with us right now. Stark, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Good, man. Hey, for our listeners who aren't familiar, who is Alternative Radio?
We're a three-piece from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We play very eclectic music, sort of 70s. We're kind of going the glam route right now. And, yeah, we're just a rock and roll band.
How long you guys been together?
Since 2020.
2020 band. Oh, well, you guys have been quiet for a little while, and now we know why. A new direction, new bassist, and new songs. First, tell us about the new direction. You guys haven't gone soft on us, have you?
Maybe a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
tell us about the new direction.
I think we're going to bring in a lot of glam elements and kind of like some boogie-woogie rock and roll elements to it. We're bringing a lot of backing vocals and just an overall poppy feeling, but we're still going to keep the raw primitive sound that we started with, but just add those new elements to it.
When you say glam, are we talking like Winger Bon Jovi type of hairspray?
Probably more like T-Rex or the New York Dolls.
Oh, yeah, right, man. Some Tommy Bowling.
Yeah.
Well, your music definitely has a, I think you touched on it just a second ago, but your music definitely has a classic rock feel to it. And that's kind of what drew me toward your music. I like that.
Yeah, and that song that you had just played, Get Back Woman, is probably the best example is where the band is headed as far as the glam element and the pop elements.
What's that song about? Tell us about that song.
That song is basically a song about a guy whose woman has left him, and he's basically saying, if you ever change your mind, and if you do it in time, that I'll take you back, and kind of not ask any questions, and just kind of saying that she's a good woman, and she's not going to be cruel and play any games.
Now, Stark, you are the vocalist and the drummer. Tell us about playing a different part in the songwriting process than drummers usually do.
Not to mention being a vocalist and have to carry equipment to the stage.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like that as a drummer and a vocalist, I kind of get a different outlook on songwriting. It's nice because when I play drums, I kind of, in a sense, I mean, we still have the lead guitarist who very much leads the song, but I also kind of like co-lead the song. A lot of times my fills are kind of cues, or if we want to, we're kind of loose with how we play it live, and I might kind of do something to, like a little hint to kind of, let's ride this part out. Maybe, hey, you can take a solo that might have not been planned. So I get to kind of lead the band from the drums in a sense, because it's like the loudest instrument and you kind of are the one who's leading it all.
It blows me away. I mean, it's very rare. I mean, it doesn't happen very often where the drummer is the vocalist of the band. In my mind, being a drummer is hard enough. Add vocals in there. And you just said, you know, the loudest instrument on stage, your monitors just have to be blaring or something.
Yeah, surprisingly, most of the sound guys have done a good job so far. I've heard a lot of horror stories on just feedback and stuff. But so far, people have managed to do pretty well with that. But yeah, I had a failed band before this. You could even call it a band, where I was doing guitar and singing. And at first, even though I'm a terrible guitarist, that was easier than drumming and singing. But
I bet.
After a while, I kind of figured it out, and now it's almost easier to sing and drum.
I think it's easy,
yeah. Because I'm not overthinking my singing.
That is a hard thing. I'm here to tell you, I agree. It's like trying to rub your stomach one way and your top of your head the other way. Crazy stuff. Hey, tell us about your new bassist for Alternative Radio. His name is Otto.
Yeah, he's here. I can put him on.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Otto?
Hey, Otto, what's happening, man? Tell us about your new gig here and why you joined this band, Alternative Radio. What gave you the motivation to do that?
Well, you know, it's a dream come true, if I got to say so myself. You know, I signed my my new yacht yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go on Aruba. With all this money I'm making from the rock band.
Hey, can we interest you in doing a live broadcast from your yacht?
Maybe, you know, you never know. But no, it's awesome.
What bands have you been in before, or is this your first band?
Well, I've been in a few bands from Ohio, is where I'm from. But when I moved over into Wisconsin, I tried out a few other people, and so far, this one stuck the best.
Oh, what brought you from Ohio to Milwaukee?
Oh, that's fun. My girlfriend did. She's in with the college for biomedical engineering. Wow. The good stuff, you know, smart egghead.
Nice.
And I thought I'd stick around for the money. It'd be great.
And you guys have some upcoming shows. One is in Madison. When and where are you playing live in the near future?
I don't know. Where are we?
Our next show is next week. We're actually playing at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, I believe it's called.
That's February 4th?
Is it like Union 18th? South or something like that?
18th, I think.
Yeah, February 18th. We don't have anything to
say. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's their radio station.
Oh,
one of their radio.
Oh yeah, it's a WSUM show.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're the student radio station here in town.
And any other shows around the state?
Yeah, and then we have, I believe it's the week after that, we're playing Bremen Cafe Classic.
Oh yeah, right there in Milwaukee.
Yeah. And that was, we were pretty much like a house band there last year, so that's kind of our big return to Milwaukee. We've played, after coming back as a band, we played Chicago at Liars Club, but that'll be our first hometown show back.
And then quickly before we go, tell us about your new album that's going to be coming out in spring, and what can people expect, and where can they download it?
Yeah, I'm going to also bring Johnny Guitar on, because he's here too. I'm going to let him talk a little bit first, but then I'll talk some more just about the album.
Well, hey, Johnny Guitar, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Good. How's Milwaukee? You guys getting a lot of snow there?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're doing a lot of shoveling. We're getting ready.
Now, you and Peyton, you guys met in art school then?
Well, you could say that.
our first bassist, Xavier Morla, me and him met, and then Aaron used to drive up. I was in Chicago in Elgin.
Yeah,
I
would say that was kind of where it formed. That's where we actually recorded one of our first songs. It's the University of Judson, and we actually recorded some of our first songs there. They were rough, but I think some of them are still on Spotify.
Yeah.
Nice. And Johnny Guitar, what kind of guitar do you play?
A Les Paul, of course. I play Les Paul. A Wisconsin, made by a Wisconsinite.
Of course.
Right here in Waukesha.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, we love the sound of the band. The songs are awesome. Congratulations on the success so far. And hopefully there's much more to come for you all, because and I can't wait to see you on stage, honestly. Keep us posted with some Madison shows, man.
Yeah,
of course. Will do. We're going to be playing a lot in Madison and Chicago, too.
Excellent. We'll let the people know when and where you're playing, and thanks so much. Let's get into some more. One more alternative radio show song. This is Black Sheep. I'm going to learn how to talk. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Radio, we are local music. Thanks to Alternative Radio for joining us tonight. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their music. They're on Bandcamp, too. Get their stuff there. Hey, there's a really cool show coming up with Alex White from the Pine Travelers. It's at Crystal Corner Bars. Alex White and friends. Cold Mingle is going to be there, too. It's at the Crystal Corner Bar Saturday, February 4th. In the meantime, here are the Pine Travelers on Max Inc. Radio.
Life ain't too pretty. You ain't thinking too damn clear. Some folks call it a city.
from State Street to the mall. He is living in the biggest small town in America. Living in the biggest small town in America.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once. Once
oh,
in
yes,
Dean,
he has very
Wisconsin,
slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids were like, what, Bobby?
He was invading lots of bubbles.
Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.